The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
There's only one Eric's Family Barbecue location in Arizona. That's right, just one. It's in Avondale, and it's worth the drive over and over again. Barbecue restaurants that have several locations usually cut their quality for expansion. Not Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric serves Texas-style barbecue that never disappoints, always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Now, we know brisket is king, but have you tried their pulled pork with coleslaw? It's a match made in heaven. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite, repeat. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
Still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Thursday's cruising. I love it. We must be having fun. Days at KDKB must drag on like molasses. Ooh. Down a street. Not here, though. It's time for the Brady Report. It's all the news that only Brady knows. Before we get to that, I did get a great email about what we were talking about before, about the LGBTQIA plus people going after Tony Dungy and everybody being angry about, if my group doesn't win, it's automatically homophobic or racist. Where'd my thing go? I lost the... It's a great email, too. Where is it? He basically said, I'm a huge loving gay, and I'm sick and tired of gays myself. And I just laughed for about 45 seconds. I don't know what else he wrote. I'm just tired of it. He's a dude who absolutely loves being a homosexual and can't stand what homosexuals are doing. So I giggled like a little girl when he wrote it. God damn it, I wish I could find him. Such a great word. Oh, Dell, there he is, Dell. There it is. I'm a big loving homo, and I hate gays. I don't care who hates me as long as they don't bother me. Now, suck my all right, Dell. Perfect. That's the kind of gays I'm for. I like gays who are sick of it. And the one people who can be mad about what's going on with the Oscars are the Asians. They keep saying we need more people of color. And they're sitting there going, well, what are we? Close to white. Doesn't count. We're not white. It's funny when you do hear an Asian person say, when white people, blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot. They think of us as different. Anyway, what are you going to do? The world's gone bananas. Again, that's why Brady's here, to solve it all. Give it to us in the news and say it's your life isn't so bad. It could be this. And it's time for the Brady Report. Did you know, Brady, that kids eat free on Saturdays at Hooters and everywhere you take kids? But this time, Hooters is actually going to buy your kids something. You get an adult entree.
I'll have the adult entree.
You know what they should do in this situation? I'm going to come up with another marketing brilliant idea here. Hooters has kids eat free, so they have the adult entree. You order an adult entree, automatically the kid eats free, and at the end, you get a cream pie. That's part of the nice adult entree. It always ends with a cream pie, the adult entree. Adult entree there, you get a free kid's meal for your lil hootie. It's only for kids under 12, because by then, your kid should be paying for his own meals. Dine in or take out every Saturday. Kids, they eat free at Hooters. And then they say, thanks, kids, for this Brady Report. Brady Report.
Good Thursday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world.
Hi.
Happy National Peanut Brittle Day.
I like peanut brittle. It's bad for your teeth, but I do like peanut brittle.
A couple of basis fun facts. Nearly half of all millennials, 47%, have tattoos, compared with 13% of boomers. 29% of Americans have at least one tattoo.
Right.
That's up from 21% 10 years ago.
Alex and Chris both counted down the days until they could get there.
Yeah, so now... being the rebel is the guy without tattoos.
Yep.
You're a conformist with tattoos, where you used to be the guy who made a statement with your tattoo. It was something. Wow, this guy's like one of those. He's a tattoo guy. He's a rebel. He's a drifter. He's a loner. Nope. Now you're just you're the normal one with tattoos.
Chris and in was politics,
conflicted about it
between Republicans, Democrats, Independents, who has the most tattoos?
Republicans.
Yeah, probably the Republicans because they served in war.
Guys, yeah.
The Democrats hid from it.
Yep. Yeah.
It's about even across the board. 27% of Republicans, 28% of Independents, and 29% of Democrats.
But Democrats, a tattoo doesn't count when you've been branded by your wife as a cuck. That's not the same as a tattoo.
Or you've got the AOC tramp stamp. Oh, that was just from bartending.
Does she have one?
I'm sure she has to have one.
She's got something.
Pelosi's probably got one.
Ew. It says Paul here. It goes here. But there's no penis there. What do I play with? Paul. It's an instruction manual.
No,
what to do with women parts.
She has a hammer on the small of her back.
That's right. She's a stone cutter.
Judge Judy was a real judge. I knew that. But I had no idea how she got her.
She still is, Brady.
Yeah, she is. But she got her gig after doing an interview on 60 Minutes.
Oh, really? Yelling at Mike
Featured
Wallace?
Featured her in 1993, yeah.
Huh. That's what, like the New York's toughest judge?
I guess so, because she had her personality was very colorful. It's technically illegal to get married in Nebraska if you have an STD.
No kidding. Well, that's why they used to give you blood tests.
Yep.
That's gone now, right? They don't do that anymore. Like some places you get blood tests for marriage.
It's been so long since I got married. Brett, you're up.
Got me. I don't think
you don't have to do it here.
Yeah, I don't think so. We're going to Vegas anyway.
Yeah, Vegas didn't require a blood test. I think they used to.
You guys are just going to have a vial of your own blood around your neck, right? Yeah. A little necklace.
Billy Bob.
Yeah. Well, those two have given each other just about everything you can give back and forth. So.
Yeah, there's nothing left.
There's nothing left to hand over. The Petri dish is full.
According to a new study, the average parent spends 35% more when shopping with kids as opposed to shopping alone.
Fact. Brady spends 90% more when shopping with Kirby. Yeah.
I can't take her shopping anymore.
Doubles.
Yeah.
He wasn't getting anything for himself.
Daddy, I want that.
Yep. It's on the very top shelf.
I don't care. Climb up there and get it, monkey.
Kick it down with your feet, Kirby.
I'll get it. Kirby wants it. Daddy gets it.
Let's go to the Home Depot and make Daddy climb to the top.
Millennials.
Sir, get off of the shelf.
She wants this. It's a little shaky up here.
I need an elbow fitting for copper pipes.
Why?
Because it makes Daddy climb.
I'm getting it.
I just want to see how far I can push him.
All the way, Kirby.
Daddy, I need more quarter-inch elbow fittings.
Ah, they're way up high, though. Pull that metal step.
Yeah.
I'm going to
wheel that
thing
over there.
Kirby, put a lock on that.
My feet don't push down on that wheel. You do it.
Here you go, Curbs.
Daddy, I went to Frosty.
Oh.
Machine.
Oh, no.
2 minutes later, you hear the beep, beep, beep. Get the forklift going.
Wendy, how much for the Frosty machine?
It's not for sale.
Come on, every man has his price.
Millennials on Twitter have been talking about things that boomers love saying. And here's some of the highlights they say. I'm videoing this.
Mm-hmm.
Just nuke it.
Right.
Phone tag.
I thought nuking it was dead.
Look,
like
millennials, your hatred towards older people.
Sit here, I won't bite.
Like, have some respect for older people. And recognize that you guys have been wrong the entire time you've been alive. Calm down and listen to Grandpa. Now, when he starts talking about how blacks or Mexicans ruined everything, tune him out. But nuke it? That's okay. It's so old time, boomer. You guys are never right. You're the worst generation that's ever walked the planet. Stop judging everyone and then saying, don't judge us.
When an item they want to buy isn't ringing up, well, I guess it's free.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the progressive ads. Those are just ads.
Some of them are. And then the boomers tweeted back about the millennials.
Right.
Ditto.
You suck.
Cuteness overload.
Yeah. You fragile little flowers. All you do is lash out at everyone else, and when somebody calls you out, you cry and try to get people fired.
This 59-year-old British woman swears that she sees her husband, saw her husband in a new social media ad for an Indian restaurant called Spice Cottage. Problem is, her husband died in 2014. Her name's Lucy Watson, and she was so confident that it's her husband. Her stepson was sitting across from her when they watched the ad. She reached out to the Spice Cottage, asked them how old the footage was. They said they just recorded it a couple weeks ago. Naturally, that set fire under the true crimers on the internet, who are curious if
he faked his death to get away from her.
Lucy's husband was actually alive.
He hated her that much that he changed his entire identity and ran away.
Lucy insists that's not possible. She said there's no doubt that he's dead. He went through a very serious illness, needed a liver transplant. The doctors tried to make it happen, but before they could, he passed.
That's what you think, lady.
Yeah.
You shrew. That guy went through the great lengths to just get away, not even divorce you. He started over from scratch.
Business is booming at the Spice Cottage.
The dead eat here.
40-year-old woman in Florida named Casey Brazil. She went into a gas station convenience store on Monday, and at some point she started shoplifting. The female clerk caught her, and there's an argument. Casey made her way to the door, and the clerk ran over and confronted her. According to the police report, Casey pushed her and then shanked her with a couple of Slim Jims. They said the Slim Jims weren't out of the package, but she was kind of jabbing her with this.
She
got arrested for assault.
You could kill someone with our vending machine Slim Jims. Yeah. Our vending machine Slim Jims say, support Johnson this year. Wow. These are from 68. He's not even running now. It's before he announced.
This Japanese whaling firm is pinning hopes on trying to get the whale meat consumption up. It's dropped down tremendously.
Sure.
So they're putting in new vending machines where you can buy the whale meat.
I was going to say it was a big-ass vending machine.
Yeah. Items in it cost everywhere from $8 to $23.
Hunks of whale and a vending machine?
You get whale bacon.
Ooh.
Whale sashimi.
Have you had whale before?
I have not.
What was the FanDuel over under on that?
I would have lost on that one.
I would figure Brady would have told me a place he could get whale by 2.
Mm-hmm. I get you whale sandwich by 2:00.
I'm sure you have a whale monger somewhere.
No, I've had the whaler at Burger King. Is that it? Is that whale meat? I thought it was. I got ripped off.
Yeah.
You guys are this false advertising.
Daddy. I want whale meat.
We got a big whaler at the...
No, I want the real thing, darling.
All right, we're going to China. At one time, let's see, the whale meat consumption in Japan is about 1,000 tons in 2021.
Each?
Yeah, per person. No, total.
Putting it down.
Compared to 2.6 million tons of chicken and 1.27 million tons of beef. But at one time, they're dropping about 633,000 tons of whale meat.
It just seems so, such a big endeavor to kill a whale just to eat it.
I know.
Well, there's so much other food, I guess. It's an awful lot of manpower to take down one whale, but I guess it would feed a buttload of people.
Don't know if you saw this or not, but after Pope Benedict passed away, they have a couple of books that he wrote when he stopped being the Pope. And one of the books claimed that there are numerous gay clubs and they're rampant in U.S. seminaries.
Inside of them?
Yeah, they club up. But then, you know, the other article is some of the seminary school and convents are allowing a priest in the seminaries to watch porn to curb help curb their appetite.
Yeah, give them a beat zone.
And they're letting nuns watch porn in some of the convents. Now, whether
that
or not
just made me sick.
Yeah.
For some reason, the gay guy's whacking off to porn in the dress seems
didn't
real.
Move the meter.
The nuns.
But not the flying nun.
Fiddling their beans in that outfit with those faces.
Ugh.
Just probably smashing their man-lady button there with a ruler. Like it's a second grader's hand.
What's interesting is Benedict's kind of calling
Mary,
out.
Sister
no.
Mary, stop.
I'll give you a whack, I will. You watch your mouth. You don't wear this ruler's bean.
How come the ruler's all bleached out up to 8 inches?
Oh.
Oh. Just stop asking your questions, Curious George.
Looks like driftwood.
I'll hit you with this weak piece of wood.
This thing smells. Are you? What is wrong with your ruler?
You're too inquisitive.
This dude, Anthony Lafredo, calls himself Black Alien.
I've seen this guy.
Removed his
man.
Ears, yeah. Nostrils, which...
He didn't remove his nostrils. He
no,
just had them
he
carved
just
down.
Kind of sealed up a little yeah. bit.
He looks like an alien. Stack? He has tattooed Sleet himself. Stack. Yeah, he's yeah. tattooed himself.
Ready?
From
so
head
here
to toe.
He is before.
Yeah. A good looking guy. He looked like Danny Amendola.
Oh, yeah.
He's a handsome, you know, kind of a Guido. No offense, Brett, but he's kind of, you know, one of yours.
And
in the
his gripe time. Is I modified my body to be a black alien. Now restaurants are scared to serve me.
And when you see him, you'll
can
know
I get
why.
The yeah. Whaler oh. with fries, number three combo. Oh.
Daddy, I want you to look like him.
Ah, come on, Kirby.
Kirby
won. Zero sympathy.
Kirby gets it. I'm getting a tattoo. Can I get the henna one?
No, permanent.
All right.
How about hush puppies?
No.
All right, let's get to a couple of radio videos.
Okay, that's
the first
up to you.
One. I'm saying which one's okay. First one's a skiing video. Yeah. The guy's doing, you know, a lot of skateboarders will do it down the railing of a
yeah.
stairs.
Soul grind. Is that what that's called?
I think so. Well done, John.
It's the only one
or
I know.
An axle
this
grind or
well, Brett will know.
There's a rail slide too.
Rail slide. Yeah. This is we'll rail slide and skis.
What's a soul grind?
I don't remember to be honest. Man. It's been years since I've been able to do that.
Back on the board, Brett. Nothing better than a. Guy in his late 40s trying to skateboard again.
I got a buddy who does that.
I know.
Your buddy Ryan Zwick still does it.
But he's never stopped.
Yeah.
Picking it up again is going to be hilarious. I want to be there for that when Brett puts that helmet on and drops down into the bowl.
It's uh-oh. Bad enough on a mountain bike. I'm not getting on a board.
I'm yeah. not
dropping
give
your doctor, nope. the hip yeah. doctors.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk to the Core Institute before. We'll do a little pre-medit. What are they called? Preemptive. There it is.
Here we go. Here's the.
Got to hang around Colin too long.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, he made it almost all the way to the end. Does that have sound?
Oh, my God.
There we go.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Let's go! Uh-huh.
All right. Oh, that face God. Into the last, yeah. but he almost made it.
Fillings flying.
Oh, that ting is teeth.
Oh.
Oh. She keeps filming.
Oh! Next one's a girl at an ice cream place. I don't know if it's a DQ, but she's brewing
I think
brewing
it is
up.
A DQ.
She's doing the drive-thru. She's got the headset on. She's
okay.
blending a shake. Doesn't pay attention, though, to her hair.
Oh, she's going in.
Yeah, she whips up
she's
the...
She's going into the blizzard
whips up
machine.
The blizzard.
He's going into the blizzard machine.
Pulls her.
Ah!
That's so fast!
The soundtrack.
It happened so fast! Oh, it attacks her.
Whiplash.
Toledo said that to me. I'm like, this is this Alex experience when he was working at the Brazier?
Yeah, is that why you cut his hair off?
No, he had it short when he was working at DQ.
Man. And she knows how to work a blizzard. Wow, that has some torque. That pulled that big girl's head right into it and then took the machine off the wall. That's impressive.
She finished her shift with the machine.
No more ponytails at the
still.
DQ. Holy smokes. The next blizzard's going to have some hair in it.
Oh.
That is not going
to
get...
You throw that machine away.
The machine's done.
No, it's got that knot of hair
that
around
thing
it.
Around the, on the, end, on the gear.
It's like trying to get it out of your vacuum.
Yeah. Yeah, just pulling it. I'm not doing this anymore. This is gross. I'm sorry. Your Heath Bar blizzard's going to have some... Carol's
extra
hair
protein.
Is in there. It's just what it is. There's a big wad of, like, carpet. No, that's her hair. You should watch this video. Be empathetic. What do you have, Brett?
I got nothing today.
What?
Nothing worthy.
Really?
Yeah.
Too many people lived. Brett's unhappy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, one was sent over, but it was...
It's not good enough.
No.
I like that.
Thank you to everyone racist definitions of soul grind also on text.
I don't want to know what you're talking about. I don't know what a soul grind is. Is that the curb?
One guy says it's a 50-50 rail grind, John.
So you're half on, half off?
I don't know.
What's 50-50 rail grind?
Well, this is... Here, there's a...
You're going to show me a soul grind.
You found a soul grind?
Yeah.
Maybe you're thinking of soul glow.
I know what soul glow is.
Brady.
Hang on, we got to get
surprise
your
commercials. Me a key card.
Oh, that's a thing. Fries always has to let me know there's a sale before I can watch a guy hurt himself on a skateboard. All right.
Aggressive.
Oh, this guy's on inline skates. He's on inline skates. I hate to break it to your skateboarders. All your tricks look exactly the same.
All
bro. I know. You're just grinding on corners and stuff. All has different names, and it all looks like you're just kind of sliding down a corner. That's the same as that.
That's the same.
Well, so this is a
different
full tutorial of like.
I like the music though.
This is what a soul grind.
This is
curves, ledges, fun boxes.
So, hello again. It's Daniel.
Hey. Hello, Daniel. Yes.
We now it's soul grind. First, we will learn how to jump into the grind, and then we will learn how to grind the soul grind. To jump into the soul grind out of a pipe or ramp. So, let's begin.
All right, drop in, crowd. I don't have time for this. This is what it looks like.
So, our final solution on this move.
Again, it's everything he's just done again.
Yeah, it's the whole thing we just watched.
All of it. All right, all of it's the same.
Come on, Daniel.
We will learn the proper posture for doing soul grind. Everybody dance.
John, a 50-50 is where you grind on your skateboard trucks.
Oh, in between the wheels.
Right.
And then the other thing's grinding on the board.
Yeah, like a rail slide.
Oh,
that's
a rail
the rails
slide.
On, so 50-50s, on the board.
Yeah. So you're going straight down, and you're not on the wheels, but you're sliding down the trucks.
Yeah, trucks.
Okay.
Got it. Sweet.
Basically ruining the trucks.
That's correct. Yeah. There's one group of people you want to learn how to soul grind with. It's the Germans. Noted for skateboarding skill and acumen.
On this ramp, I'll get some serious Aryan.
All right.
Oh,
boo. Boo to you. Let the Germans handle it.
Bad and enough with the enough. Soul glow
That's
grind.
Enough. We're done here. He's going down the road. We've talked about Kirby too much. He's entertaining one again. And he's got his mind on that whaler. Don't fool yourself.
Time for a lap.
It's 8:11. Time for a long lap. Maybe a camelback and back. There you go.
That's you're out of soda, aren't you?
Go grab you should probably go grab us a ton of soda. From Atlanta.
From the plant?
Yeah, go to the plant. Do a tour. Tell your jokes there, progressive. There goes your Brady report. It's 98.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat, ericsfamilybbq.com.